Well, it's an unusual thing to have an 11-year-old preach to us. Feels like the Lord has given him a direct call to preach, and so when I heard that it was that direct, I said to him that he needed to preach sometime before he goes back to Michigan. I thought that I would get a little bit of pushback, but he just looked at me. The next thing I knew, days, weeks later, he was working on one. I think he was on page 5 then. See, the longer you wait, the longer it goes. Didn't realize how quickly he'd get to where he is. But it's handwritten pages, so it's not terribly long. Just sounds like it. But I appreciate Andrew's heart for the Lord. Appreciate his desire to follow Christ. And let's give him our attention tonight as he comes and shares with us, as he speaks from his heart what he feels like God has pressed on him to share with us tonight. And let's pray for him, support him, and lift him up as he comes.
God doesn't want you to have sins. The first step is to ask God to forgive you for your... God doesn't want you to have sins. The first step is to ask God to forgive you for your sins. The second step is to give your heart to the Lord. Jesus will forgive you for your sins as many times as you ask him to. Now you may think, man, he's 11 years old. He's probably so scared, his legs are probably about to give out. Now, if you do think that, you're probably correct. The altar is open. If anyone wants to ask Jesus to forgive you for your sins, but if you do, but you're too scared to go to the altar, then that's okay for you. You don't have to come to the altar at all. But if you want to ask God to forgive you for your sins, then come. Or if you want to thank God, then come. Okay, everyone sees how good our God is. Wait a second, our God isn't good. Our God is great. Could I get an amen? At my school, at White Cloud, the kids laugh at me for praying. Now let me tell you why the kids laugh at me for praying. They just don't believe in Jesus. My friend Chanton says, aren't you going to be mad at those kids? I reply, no. Then my friend Chanton asks, why not? They're laughing at you. I reply, I know, they can stick to their beliefs, I'll stick to mine. Now I also say, I hope they believe in God and get their sins forgiven before it gets too late. I also say to my friend Chanson, my friend Chanson says, but doesn't that annoy you? I say, nope, not at all. What annoys me most is that they don't believe in Jesus. Could I get an amen? Now I have a friend named Gentry. Now Gentry loves hearing me spread God's word. Gentry had a feeling one day that I wanted to be a preacher. And he asked me one day, Andrew, do you want to be a preacher? I said, God called me to be one, so I'm going to be one. Gentry said, I don't want to have sins anymore. I said, tonight, ask Jesus to forgive you for your sins. Gentry came to me the next day and said, "Andrew, I have no sins." And that's what the power of Jesus can do, ladies and gentlemen. Gentry said, "Andrew, I'll go to your church when we're older. And if that was a lie, I forgive him." Those kids at school that don't believe in God are still going to bow to his throne someday. Everyone is. I am so excited for the day I get to bow to his throne. How about you?
Amen.
Yeah, say amen if you want. Now, I have a friend named Xander, and Xander broke my pencil. And Xander was afraid that I would be mad. He was worried. I said, "Xander, would Jesus be mad?" And he said, "No, Jesus wouldn't be mad." I said, "I'm not going to be mad." And he said, "But I broke your pencil." And I said, "Would Jesus forgive you for that, or would Jesus not dislike you for that?" And he said, "Jesus would like me for that." Kids at school wonder why I smile all the time, why I compliment people all the time, and why I forgive people all the time so quickly and so easily. I say, "Jesus will forgive you, so that is why I forgive the kids." Now back to my friend Xander. Xander does not, dislikes kids for saying God's name in vain. And he knows I want to be a preacher. He says to me, "Then aren't you going to dislike them?" I reply, "Well, you're supposed to like everyone, but they say God's name in vain." "Well, first of all, you're supposed to like everyone. Second of all, you're supposed to forgive everyone." Then my friend Xander just rolls his eyes and walks away. But I forgive him. Again, you all know why. It's because Jesus will forgive you. Can I hear an amen?
Amen.
At White Cloud, some of the kids are much happier because I've talked to them. I've preached to the kids in White Cloud about Jesus. Some have literally said to me, "Pastor Brett or Andrew," I'll take either, "I've been saved because of you, and you can be saved because of someone else or me. Maybe you just want to be saved. The altar is open if anyone wants to thank God or get their sins forgiven, then come." Kids at my school laugh at me for praying. Well, that and for the way I talk. They say that I have an Indiana accent. Oh, I spelled they wrong. But I forgive them. Well, the kids actually say, "Andrew, you talk funny, like an Indiana boy." Then they laugh, they point at me and they say, "Oh, wait, you are, ha, ha, ha." Chance, my friend Chanson looks at me, he says to me, "Are you going to be mad?" And I said, no, will Jesus be mad? And he said, well, I guess not. And then I said, then I'm not going to be mad. Jansen cuts me off usually and says, just stop trying to be like Jesus. Or just stop trying to be a hero. Just stop trying to be like Jesus. Then he usually storms off furious. I forgive him. For saying those words and getting mad and storming off, you all know why. It's because Jesus will forgive you. Can I get an amen? The altar is still open if anyone wants to ask Jesus to forgive you for your sins. If you're sitting there thinking, I already did, then good for you. Well, it hasn't been that long. Still, I'm going to say it. If you're getting ants in your pants, I love preaching. What? That doesn't make sense. Not like I said I love preaching sermons. Well, I said I love preaching. Now I love preaching sermons, but you'll forgive me, right? Right? Yeah, yeah. I know you will. Well, I hope you will forgive me. Again, again, and again. If you ask me, I always say this, and if you ask me this, Pastor Brett or Andrew, I'll reply to both. How good do you think our God is? I'll always say this. I don't think our God is good. Our God is so good that our God is great. Can I get an amen? Now, wait, no, I'm not. I'm just going to say what it says. Now, running out of words to say. Now, I'll maybe go to my 8th page. I would like to turn to the book of John. Chapter 3. Now, John 3:15 through John 3:18. But yours will probably say differently unless you have a New King James Version. John 3:15 says that whoever believes in him may have eternal life. John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. This is off topic of the verses, but if you want no sins, just bow your head and say, Jesus, please forgive me for my sins. I want to live for you. Back to John 3:16. Okay, we're past that. John 3:17 says, for God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. John 3:18 says, whoever believes in him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe in him is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only Son of God. Now, I've gave you several chances, but is there still sinners in the crowd? Was there any to begin with? The altar's still open. John 3:16 is my favorite verse in the whole Bible. If you have a different favorite verse, if you don't have a favorite verse, or if you have the same favorite verse, either of those, good for you. Now, you're going to be turned over to Pastor Ziegler. Oh, I know he's not here. But I would like to thank some of his family members to tell them to give to thank him for telling me the verse John 3:17. You will be forgiven as long as you ask Jesus to. You say, "Dear Jesus, please forgive me for my sins. Please take my heart. In Jesus' name, amen." Now, in the hospital, while I was in the coma, my sisters were bored and sad. My sisters made an animated video of me hopping out of the hospital bed, dancing, and then running off. When the video was over, I looked at my sisters and I said, "God could have done that if he wanted to." They just rolled their eyes and walked away. So my sisters aren't Christians, so they, as in my sisters, say bad things. So I tell my mom. Then my sisters say, "Snitches get stitches." And then once they say that, I lift up my upper lip because I got stitches. Then they say, "Snitches get stitches and end up in ditches." "Oh, wait, you already did." Then, that's all right, I forgive you. I forgive them too. Then they laugh and say, "Oh, wait, you already did, ha, ha, ha." But, you know, I forgive them because Jesus will forgive you. Man, off topic of the sermon, but I was scared that my legs would give out. They're still shivering. Now, I thought I was going to stop on my fifth page, but I'm going to stop on my 10th page, this page. My grandma says that I stay up too late, and my sermon is really long. I said this sermon is my first sermon, special occasion to make it, well, what I thought, really long. Oh, yeah. We'll go with that. I knew that I would have to write sermons, but I did not know I was going to write a sermon at this age. My influence is Pastor Ziegler, and most important, and definitely God. Okay, last chance. The altar is open. Does anyone still have sins? Well, maybe not, because I've gave several, more than five, probably, chances. Anybody? Yeah? Yes, no? Maybe so? Okay, that's it for me.
Thank you.
so much, Andrew.
Appreciate that, buddy.